Joining me in the studio this morning are the coaches from the successful Sitka High basketball program this year, along with Mike Vieira, the activities director. Andy Lee is head coach of the boys basketball team. Rich Krupa is head coach of the girls team. And congratulations to both you guys. I mean, I heard some whooping just out in the parking lot today.
Yeah, people screamed at us when we were coming across the parking lot. Congratulations.
There's kind of a good vibe in town from watching your teams. This kind of dual success doesn't come too often. I mean, I guess Petersburg had this kind of win 4 or 5 years ago, and now it's happening in Sitka. And Rich, how are your girls feeling about this tournament?
Oh, they're really, really happy. They achieved another goal of theirs. We set like 3 or 4 goals this year. The big one winning state, you know, but we're going to take one goal at a time. And the girls are just happy. They're tickled pink. You know, we had not happy about the 6 a.m. practice we had today, but they're really happy. They achieved a goal, some things that other teams haven't achieved. So
14-0 in conference play. And do you get them up early in the morning just to remind them that it's not over yet?
No, our first game's at 9:45 a.m. at state tournament, so we're just trying to get them ready, get them used to that time. We're going to go. We went early today. We'll go late tomorrow. We'll go early Thursday, just so we don't burn them out. But yeah, the girls had a great season. I think we're 23-3 overall all season long. So that's a really impressive record against some great teams, and they just played hard and had a great time.
I want to talk a little bit about the first round matchup up at state in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you about the tournament down in Ketchikan. I was listening to Mike Vieira and Craig Giamona call this game over the webcast, and they kept talking about Sitka, the Sitka girls, and this idea of 9 starters. I mean, you have such an incredible hand when you put your team on the court.
Yeah, we have I have confidence in all 9 of my girls. You know, we lost Isa to a knee injury, and I had confidence in 10 girls. You know, but it seems like what's been very successful for us is teams can hang around for a little bit, but we can continue to press and we can push the tempo, and we eventually wear them down. You know, and like I said, I have confidence in all 9 girls, from the starters to the, I could start another whole group if I wanted to. I'm that confident in my girls.
Can you talk a little bit about sort of the Soraya 80 Megan Reed combination? I know that a lot of teams had kind of developed a defensive strategy around trying to close out Soraya, and it just didn't seem. I mean, it backfired.
Yeah, Soraya, you know, Soraya does a great job. Everybody knows about her. Everybody's worried about her, you know, and that gives, you know, that leaves Megan a little bit wide open, you know. So the other day we just decided to pound it in on Megan, and they decided to play on the high side, and she scored a lot of points in the third quarter and put us on our back, and the girls did what we needed to do to win. And it's just been a nice combination, you know. They're both big, tough girls, and they play hard, and you know, it's taken a little pressure off Soraya. She doesn't have to necessarily score all the time to make us successful. And that's another point. I've had 8, 9 girls scoring 8 or 9 points every game, and it makes it very nice.
And how is you know, given the fact that you do have Megan Reed and you've got Sid Riggs, how is graduation going to affect your team?
You know, I have 5 seniors that senior leadership, you know, some scoring, some defense, it's going to affect us, you know, but I got a very strong, you know, I have 4 girls, 5 girls coming back. I got some great C-team girls, JV girls that are coming up. It, you know, we'll take our lumps, but the closet's not bare, you know, and I have some great 8th graders, which I call the hack squad, are coming up. So it'll be interesting next year. It'll be a lot of fun, and if they work hard, well, I think we can continue to be very successful.
All right. So, state, Rich, your first round matchup, the brackets have been released, and you're facing Barrow in the first round of state, and you have met Barrow this season.
Yeah. Barrow's a good squad. You know, I know we can beat them. I had to leave Barrow for a reason and wasn't able to coach that game. But the girls played hard. I've been watching the video. I see what we need to do. You know, state, anything can happen at state. We're at a neutral court, neutral officials, you know, shooting's about the same. So I'm really positive about going up against Barrow and playing them. And Yeah, they got a big girl. We got a big girl. We got a medium-sized girl. We got a medium-sized girl. It's just going to whoever shows up for that game, you know, and hopefully we show up. We're ready to play and play with confidence and attack. And it'll be, you know, you're going to have to beat whoever you play to get to that championship game.
All right, so that'll be 9:45 a.m. next Thursday in the Sullivan Arena.
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations on a great season, Rich.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to the girls. I know you have to take off, so you have a hall pass.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You can take off. Rich Grupa is head coach of the girls basketball team at Sitka High. Mike Vieira and Andy Lee, it was great listening to Mike call the games. I'll just throw this out at you, Andy. You didn't hear it because you're down on the court, but Mike talked about that the final game against Edgecombe. He referred to it as the most disciplined basketball game he'd seen in Sitka High in his 5 years working there. You concur with that?
You know, I've seen some of the road games, and so I thought we played as well at Barrow. Against Barrow, and so it's been coming for a while. We've done bits and pieces of that. I think we relied heavily early in the season on our athleticism and our size and our skill. And I think as the season wore on, teams got tougher, and we were able to develop a defensive identity. And now our offensive identity has developed into this patient. I thought we played very patiently against and disciplined against Mount Edgecombe at home. And matched somewhat their discipline style, and I think we're peaking, and mm-hmm. and we have a half court identity offensively, and I think we play very good defense, so that bodes well for us.
And do you decide in advance, like in the locker room, do you like flip a coin and say, okay, Mick, today you're going to score 20 points, or today is Devin's day?
We've had six guys score 20 points.
Yeah,
so, I'm sorry. Five guys score 20 points. Five guys this season have scored 20 points. So, it's, you know, I'm never worried about who gets the 20. I'm worried about who gets the 10 and the 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as long as we get the 10 and the 12, somebody's gonna, you know, you can't concentrate on a Mick because a Bay Widmeyer will hurt you. Or if you concentrate on Bay Widmeyer, John De La Cruz will get 27 like he did on the road. Or Devin Romine, who's been consistently averaging 18 to 20 points a game over the last 10 games. And so we have a lot of weapons, and we're not afraid to use them.
When you start to see a player, and it looks like he's going to have a 20-point game, do you start to sort of reshape the offense around that player, or do you just let the guys sort that out themselves?
Well, we play kind of a continuity offense, but because of our size and athleticism, we see a lot of zones, and so openings tend to occur. We take what the defense gives us, and because we have scores at all five spots, Hunter Lee against Mount Edgecombe at home in the last game found a hole in the defense, in the corner. And Bay may find something in the middle, or Mick may find something on the perimeter, or Devin may penetrate, so it's a variety of things. But I think we do a really good job of exploiting what the defense gives us.
It's not out of the question that you could see Mount Edgecombe again in this state tournament.
Oh, I have a lot of faith that, looking at their half of the bracket, that of the four teams, I think they're clearly one of the best two, and I clearly think they have the style to win their side of the bracket.
Yeah, and they have talent, and they have resources mm-hmm. there, and every time it seems like Edgecombe has kind of put a little different sort of game on.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys, is that at all a concern for you?
No, well, that would be the third game for us. Okay. And so right now we're kind of fixated. At 3 a.m. I was fixated on Nome.
Right.
And so right now we're trying to dissect Nome a little bit. Last year at this time we were dissecting Seward and managed to win our first game at state in some time. And so it's, we've got that one game at a time mentality and we've got one eye on, the second game, but probably very little eyes on the final game.
All right. Yeah, because it's Sitka is going to be squaring off against Nome in the first round game, 11:30 a.m. on Thursday. And the other side of this, or in your same bracket, Monroe Catholic and Grace Christian,
mm-hmm.
two, it seems like, perennial names at State?
Well, you know, the Grace has a great tradition at the state level, and the private schools do very well at State, and they have some tradition about going there, and they have some terrific players, and you know, Grace, ACS, Monroe, you know, they're all very formidable. And I remember last year the announcer saying just before we took the court against Barrow that it would be the private school champ against the public school champ. And, you know, Grace and Monroe ACS and Monroe are back, and they're still formidable. And, you know, we're going to take on Nome and take what they give us and try to impose our will on them a little bit.
And how's graduation going to affect your team? Are we seeing kind of a zenith?
A changing of the guard. No, I think, we have as fine a senior class as anyone, and that's why we're where we are. But we also have as fine a sophomore class as anyone. We have size, we have athleticism, we have shooters. I'd say maybe the third best team in the conference could have been our sophomores.
It's nice to have a sophomore who can come in, Brian Way, score 10 points in the second half. What did he go, 4-for-4 from the free throw line against Edgecombe?
He had 3 double-figure quarters in varsity games this year. So, you know, he had two 10-point quarters. He had a 12-point quarter on the road. And Kendrick Payton is, his partner in crime. We call them McFilthy and McNasty. when we lose that McBay monster, and Mick and Bay, McFilthy and McNasty will step right in.
And nothing really seemed to, I watch your sophomores play, they don't seem too phased. They don't seem like, you know, we're standing here and we're out of our league. Brian Way seemed, in particular, very comfortable out there, especially from the free throw line in a clutch situation.
Right, yeah. They're very poised. And, you know, they've been Sitka standouts in Little League and community schools basketball and middle school sports. And so, you know, I think they'll step right into the legacy that these guys are setting.
All right. Well, Mike, we're just about out of time, but I imagine it's got to be a pretty good feeling at Sitka High this week. And is there going to be an assembly this week? And
yeah, we're working on that. It's definitely fun to come home and see your kids be successful. You know, it's just fun to see the hard work that these kids put in, have a real tangible product. And, you know, I also got to mention our cheerleading group as well. Our cheerleading group worked very hard this year, and a great-looking group of girls, and they were able to win. They get adjudicated over one game down there as well as their competition on Saturday, and they were able to perform very well in both of those things. And Coach Suarez did a great job with the girls this year, and we had two all-tournament cheerleaders, Samantha Sparks and Katie McAdams, two of our senior cheerleaders that have put in 4 years of hard work that did a great job too. So, you know, success all the way around. Just really proud of the kids. They were very well behaved. You know, the referees came up to me and talked to me at one point and said, you know, we really are going to mention your teams for the Sportsmanship Award too. So well behaved, well, you know, represented our community well, and obviously performed very well as well.
Yeah, it's been kind of an incredible winter. The basketball rivalry between Sitka and Edgecombe seemed to just play out so well this year with the two teams and the Battle of the Bridge, both girls and boys, the success for the cheerleaders. And then we had, you know, our DDF took State, and then Mock Trial took State this past week. And I hope we'll have Mock Trial in here next Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got that lineup already. It seems to be one success after another this year, and just a testament to what our coaches are doing with our kids at Sitka High.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. And Andy, are you putting your kids through 6 a.m. practices too, to just remind them?
We'll go 6 a.m. Friday.
Keep the eyes on the ball.
Noon on Saturday.
So. All right. Andy Lee is head coach for the Region 5 3A state, or Region 5 3A basketball champion, Sitka Wolves. Mike Vieira is activities director at Sitka High. Thanks to you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for having us.